Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I feel like if I was walking around naked, I would have to have some weird kind of like not a belly chain per se, but I feel like I would have to have. I don't think I could just be naked. I'd have to have like a new hat or a cape.
I love the idea of you being fully naked except for a thick Gucci belt. You just wear a gorgeous Gucci belt. And the rest is
some matching Gucci shoes, some matching Gucci slides.
Yeah, I like that for you.
That could work. I'm just saying, I don't think it would be like, I need some garnish on the plate. Like, I'm not just going to have to stay.
Bang, 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 skeet, skeet, skeet. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove that Taye Diggs may be, in fact, the only man in history to work his way back from the title of Oreo. They were shaming Taye. They were shaming Taye. They told him all he did was service the white devil. But look at him now.
I'm not going to talk shit because Taye Diggs used to follow me on Twitter. We're very close.
Taye Diggs, they called him all the mean words you can call a black man. And now look at him. He's the funniest man on the internet. And he got a bad bitch on his arm. And sure as you fuck, Little Fizz. But that's none of our business.
That doesn't matter.
That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Her. Come on.
Lil Fizz is cute.
Langston Kerman. And yes, and Lil Fizz is a cutie pie.
But he's like that cute where he's never gonna look like a man. And I'm David Boren.
Yeah.
Lil Fizz is always gonna look like the coolest dude in the 11th grade till he dies.
That makes sense to me. Yeah, he's
you
got
know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's got big, when I graduate, I'm going to do this energy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you heard he might go D2, but I don't know.
He's probably going to a JUCO and going to get sort of stuck in that transition.
Yeah, then he just ends up working for Costco corporate. But, you know, he's got a kid and he's got
which is a fine life for Lil Fizz, but it's not good. What he dreamt of.
No, did he think he was going to live in Tulsa forever? But that's where it took him.
All right, we can't talk Little Fizz forever. I don't know how a conspiracy about Taye Diggs ended up being a Little Fizz conversation, but that's the mastery of this podcast, I'd say. our guests today. I'm very excited that they're here. Been a part of so much cool shit, specifically Big Mouth on Netflix. Very responsible for all the great work over there. Human Resources, also responsible, brilliant writer, thinker, talker, motherfucker. Give it up for our guest, Brandon Kyle Goodman.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
I'm just clicking shit.
Come on.
I like that intro.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Yes.
Yeah. Hell yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're chilling.
I'm doing great.
Any thoughts on Lil Fizz and what he brings to the table? Or Tay Diggs. Either one.
Really? All of B2K.
Lil Fizz, that's the gay one?
No. Lil Fizz is the maybe too straight one. He's the rapper, the light-skinned rapper in the group.
Yeah, he had sex with Omarion's lady.
Yeah, who is now Tay Diggs' lover.
Got it. See, I haven't kept up with my Tay Diggs since.
And that's okay. That's your fault. Okay. We're not that. We didn't do that to you. You had the chance.
You know, I love a good Tay Diggs. I saw him on in Hedwig and the Angry Inch. That was the last time I saw Tay Diggs do anything on Broadway, which was he was incredible. See?
Accomplished Broadway actor. Don't do that to Tay Diggs.
Come on.
No, I'm a big fan. You can do The Wood,
and then you can go to Broadway.
Yes. And Best Man is getting a TV series.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm a big fan. I'm saying the world had turned on him.
Not you,
just
the world.
He was in Malibu's Most Wanted.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Well, we can't bullshit any longer. We have a wonderful conspiracy theory that you came to us today with. And I will say this has been a conspiracy theory that sort of has just been sitting there for a while and nobody's touched it. Literally, no one has brought it up. Now, it's not even one that we've, I think, broached in any kind of way. And it's a very simple one. You said, my mama told me.
Black men have big dicks.
She wanna fuck with the big
egg. Yeah.
I love being here. This is great.
Yeah, great, chaotic, whatever you want to call it.
I love it.
We'll take it. Tell me more. Tell us more about this black man and their big penises.
I mean, I feel like everyone knows that as a theory, that the idea is that black men have like 9-inch dicks or above, and that 9 inches is on the small side.
You put a number on it. Okay.
I'm gonna put a number on it. So if you are under 9 inches and you're not black, if you don't have a 9-inch dick, is really what I'm trying to say. I wanna start some controversy here.
Oh boy.
But I feel like it's
is it possible to be double black then? Asking for
Oh shit, David. Well, looks like I'm still half black. Huh?
Damn. All right, we got a double black and a half black. I love it. That's the thing. And then I feel like you hear that theory real young. Like when people start talking about dicks at like 14, 15, you start hearing that. And then you start measuring your dick to make sure that you're actually full black.
Yeah. And then you're like, do I go balls? Do I pin the balls back and go back, yes, to the back of my body?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of strategies to make up for.
Also, if you were like me, you're a chubby kid, you got a little bit you can push back. I call it the reserve. Like, it's like being an army reserve.
Well, what do y'all think? Where do you measure from? Do you measure from the balls? Do you measure from, like, where would you measure your penis from?
I measure penetrable inches.
Whoa, that's respectful.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that answer. That's a great answer. I will say that, and I don't mean to jump the gun here, but in my research, I actually read about the technical way in which researchers measure, and it's from the top, where the pelvic bone sort of starts above the penis that you're allowed to measure.
That's where they start?
Yeah, you're not allowed to measure from the side nor underneath because you're going to gain, to your point, some impenetrable inches and or at least like a boost from the side and underneath.
Well, see, now I'm having an identity crisis. Now I got to go remeasure because I'm on the side.
No, you've been, right. I understand.
You've been cooking
saying.
Your books for quite a while, big dog. Somebody's been juicing. You know what I mean?
damn, y'all are blowing up my whole sense of self. Okay, great.
I think this whole topic has needed to be broached for a long time, though.
It's been necessary.
Lot of pressure, no? Like, it feels like it's
to live under this, as you know, Langston. To be very dark skinned and live under this, it's like you gotta have waves and you gotta have a big old dick.
Damn,
and that's what you do, and you look great in gold and green.
and yellow.
Oh, look at my old tones. It's all yellow.
Come on. I don't know that
what you're describing does not feel like the anxiety that I necessarily had to grow up under, and I acknowledge that.
You never felt like you never felt big dick anxiety?
Oh no, I had massive big dick anxiety. I'm saying that none of it felt like I was. It didn't feel like I would be like laughed out of the building if I didn't have the biggest dick. Do you know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
What you're describing feels like it's not just have a healthy sized penis. It's have a penis worth talking about and or you are less black than you appear.
Yes, for sure. Which is porn culture too, right? I mean, like a lot of us as young adults, but also as grown adults, get our idea of what sex is and what body should look like from porn culture. I mean, I think it's what women are currently in this state unpacking, right? Like that the male gaze has had an idea of what women look like and look like during sex, and it's all from porn. And so the same thing is true for ethnic groups. It's like the idea of what an Asian man or an Asian woman looks like, what a black man looks like is all from porn. It's all like fetish and not real. I mean, those dicks are real, but like the pressure that the entire community has to...
I don't know. Some of them I don't know.
Some of them look like they have been injected. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes you're like, whoa, hey, brother, it's noon. You can't be having
I will say there's every, and maybe y'all have experienced this, every once in a while you bump into a porn where it's just a man with a regular sized penis, and a part of me is like, hell yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Bookmark.
Go crazy, big dog. Yes.
Look at him doing it.
Phew, porn stars, he's just like us.
Yes, yes. Looks normal to me.
Look at this guy. No, that, I think that this one, though, this, we do all, I don't think there's any black men who have never come into situations where that was what was expected, right? We all live under this umbrella, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I think this is, it's a very universal pressure, I think, placed on black men, especially about their penis size. In a way that, and maybe you all have experienced this, white guys can openly joke about their penis being inadequate or not big. Yes. And it sort of becomes like an easy punchline that they don't ever have to run from.
Often joke. Like, they're always saying that. Oh, I got a little bit.
That's yeah, the exactly.
Thing. That's the whole thing. Oh, look at me. I can't dance. I got a little tongue.
Just like that. Wait, I have a question. I grew up going to a lot of PWIs, predominantly white institutions. And so I felt that pressure, especially about dick size. But were either of you around mostly, like grew up in mostly black high schools or black schools? Was the pressure the same?
No, I moved to the country when I was 14 years old. Not the country of America. No, like, I moved to a rural area.
Yeah.
No, like, rural area. When I was kind of, you know, just off the dick porch, if you will. And yeah, that's all that is every, and especially when you're a kid, because you have no, like, yeah, the point is, yeah, that's all those little trollops wanted.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
They want that big dick.
My high school. No, that was the correct way to behave inside of this podcast. We don't apologize to anybody for anything we do. I grew up in a neighborhood that was weirdly like mixed. Like it was probably predominantly white, but not in a way that was like, oh shit, we're like one of few. So we had like a nice mixture, and that meant that I don't necessarily know that I felt
any special pressure from a white community versus a black community. It kind of felt like just whoever you were trying to fuck meant you didn't want that anxiety spreading. You know what I mean? Sure, like we right. all knew the same shit.
I just wonder if like you went to like a Southern black church, if like you felt the same pressure that your dick had to be really big, or if in the black church we like there was a grounding reality of like, nah, like, you know, dick's coming all sizes.
Yeah.
They taught you that at church?
The preacher's like, hey, 5.5 ain't bad. Hey.
As long as your money's green, you're good over here.
Come on.
As long as you tied that 10%, we don't care. Baby.
Right.
Yeah. Hey. Big ones, small ones, ones to climb on rocks.
Hey, God took 10% off me from the top, you know? So
you'll get it back in heaven, big dog. You will get it back in heaven.
Now you'll get it back in heaven.
And that's what the Jehovah's Witnesses are talking about. That's why they knock on your doors.
It's really a tax. A faith tax. They take a faith tax right off the tip.
Brother, do you believe or not? God's gonna give you that dick back.
Say, neighbor, God's gonna give me that dick back. Yes, neighbor. Yes, neighbor.
Have you heard the good news? That God is gonna give you the rest of your shit back.
God's gonna give you that dick back.
Hey. My God, my God, my God. Yes.
Okay, we have gone a while now and we haven't made much progress in terms of understanding this conspiracy for yourself. Brandon, tell me, do you personally believe in this conspiracy? How much are you bought in?
Well, so the thing that I like, I'm a homosexual, so I've done some research, you know, I've done some data.
Oh, and dick so research,
yes, some dick research, some honatomy, as we call it. So what I fully know is that is not true, that black dicks come in many sizes, and there are some that are, you know, really, really quite large, and some that are...
What in reverse, Terry?
Some that are very tiny. And it, to me, well, the biggest thing that I have learned is it's how you use it, you know, like, right. Which... You hear motion of the ocean, but you're like, nah, I still want 10 inches. But as an adult at 35, I'm like, oh, yeah, it really is more about how you use it. Because there are people who have 12-inch dicks and it's a weapon. And you don't want that.
What else could you do? You have to rob the pharmacy with that.
Yeah,
what
you can. What are you just going to, you're just going to pick up your medication and buy candy corn? No. You're going to hurt people.
I would go so far as to say a 12-inch dick is a burden.
Yeah.
So, it's someone with an 11.5-inch dick, I can just only...
11.5, that's where you want to stop.
Yeah, that's... what is it they say? Any more than $240,000 a year and it doesn't feel any different? That's the same with penis length.
Yeah, I can see that.
At 12 inches, you have to go to porn, right? Because, like, regular folks ain't trying to deal with that every day.
You're
that
a seems freak. You are a fucking weirdo. You weirdo. Get out of here. I would
I
tell you,
we're shaming people with big dicks. That's good energy.
I've been trying to do it for years. Because here's what I'm saying. I don't have a 12-inch penis. And mine has been too big before. So... Yeah. Extrapolate that by however many 12 is crazy, dog.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 12's a burden. I don't
that's
think
too much.
I don't think that that's even, at least in talking to many of my female friends, it never seems to be the desire. Like, it's a desire to see it. I think we all want to see the motherfucker, right. But nobody wants that inside of them.
No. I have had we can do this. This is really interesting. I've had a 12-inch dick inside me once, and
whoa,
I'm a brag about that because that, you know, that took a lot of breathing, a lot of douching, a lot of praying. And it was great. But it's one of those things where you're like, that's a vacation dick. You know what I'm saying? That's not like a dick that I want to be with every day. I don't want to marry that dick. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to ride a roller coaster after work on Tuesday.
No, no, that's like. Which is why I say a 12-inch dick is a porn dick. That's like, that's something you're like, oh, I'm a look at that. I'm a see it one time, but I'm not trying to.
Yeah, you know how Kumail got buff and like, then we found out how he did it, and it's like, oh, he hasn't had an almond for like 2 years, and it's like that's what that seems like. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
you got to really be down to put in the work every single day to experience that level of buffness and big dick.
Yeah. It seems like it would have to be an event. Like, you couldn't just, like, lazy right before we go to bed sex.
No. Or, like, wake up sex. Fuck out of here. Right. Nah. Because you really get into the intestines at that point. Like,
oh, my God. That's so scary.
Oh. Like, I'm sorry.
That's so scary. That's when you're really beating guts. Because I'm going to be honest, that term never felt applicable to what I do.
And I'm not beating that guts. 12 inches, you are beating the fuck out somebody's guts. So, you know, you can't surprise somebody with that. You really have to plan that shit out.
Are you at all afraid that at some point down the line, your doctor is going to sit you down and be like, Brandon, we've got some bad news. Your guts are beat to death from that... that 12-inch dick you took
honestly,
many years ago.
Honestly, an honor. I hope I get a medal. I want a badge for that. If that happens, like, I'd be like, wow, thanks. Wow.
There's no technical term for this, but there's bruises all over your guts from the beating.
If it's a gay doctor, I'm sure they'd be like, congratulations. That's good.
If my shit was a foot long, every time I completed with someone, I would put a notch in it like a bedpost.
All right. I think we did enough to earn a break. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Brandon Kyle Goodman, more My Mama Told Me.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can go anywhere. Suck my dick. Welcome back to My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we are today actually talking about dicks. Thank you, DMX.
The way that y'all are not acknowledging that drop, David, is crazy to me. you're just going into your script like that.
You know, like, it's just one of the drops we picked. I
oh my God, that was
it.
Unhinged. I like it.
But we are back, and yeah, we are talking about, do black men have big old hanging hogs?
big old hanging hogs. Mm-hmm. Now, Brandon, you've experienced a big old black dick. You've had the 12 incher. Mm-hmm. Do you, and this is the question I guess I've always wanted to ask, what is the preferred size? Is there a preferred size where you're like, that is exactly correct?
Yes. I'm glad you're asking this. I'm like, it's funny because my publicist is on here and I'm like, I wonder if they're like listening to me talk about the dicks that I've taken, and they're like, "What? How are we going to spin this?"
I think you're spinning it just right.
We're doing fine. Yeah, you know.
I think you sit on it and spin.
No, like Brandon, exactly. This is the book. This is the book.
What are you looking about?
We've got the follow up.
Absolutely, it's 176 pages about me riding 12-inch dicks. 9 inches to me is like perfect. 8 to 9 is like a perfect.
But that's still pretty big for regular dicks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's still a pretty, you know, I would say that I like a big dick. So okay. 8 to 9 is like the right, like if it's like, oh, it's big. And also like, it's not too much work for me personally, not to brag, but that's my jam, like 8 to 9.
I love that for you. Yeah. That good for you that you even have that choice.
Yeah.
I like that you, because we have no choice. I can't be like, oh, 7 to 15 centimeters is my desired pussy depth. There's no, we don't get to talk about that.
Yeah,
you don't get to, you just get to say, all you can say is like, it was great or I didn't like it that much.
I want to point out that 10 centimeters is full dilation for a woman in labor. So
can
7
bring
to 15
up now?
7 to 15 for a woman just walking around is maybe the loosest pussy in all of history.
Oh, so now you're shaming people. Okay, Langston. I didn't know it was that kind of fucking podcast today.
I apologize. I don't.
If you're
don't
out there and you're loose as a goose, I'm on your side.
I think tight, loose, it's all good.
Yeah, it's like pizza, man. It's all pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, have y'all had anal sex? Like, penetrated
in there? In my butt?
No. I know not your butt.
No,
but,
yeah.
But like, have you fucked somebody's ass?
Yeah, it's too much of it to do for me.
Yeah, I don't care for it. It's not my jam.
It's just a lot of, it's just like a lot of like, I'm not that patient.
Got it. Yeah, so you do have to be patient.
Yeah, but maybe, I always wonder, maybe maybe if it was somebody who did it more often, it would be like more of a get to it. But every time I've done it, it's been like a production.
How long does it take usually? I'm so fascinated by this.
Like, an extra couple minutes of just, like, really though, like, head in, and then a little bit more.
Oh, I got you.
And then a little bit more and start, you know what? So it's like this. It's like a little
it's a
bit.
Slow. Yeah,
and then
yeah,
get
yeah.
that used to
you're
that.
Because opening it up. Right,
yeah,
right.
And then used to that. And then used to that. This is great for an audio medium.
Yeah.
Well, I think we can explain it. David was
I'd
taking
rather
his
that
finger.
Because my mom does listen to this.
I think this won't be the thing that jumps her off board with this conversation.
Also, my mom is very open, so she'll probably be fine. What's up, mommy?
I love shout outs to moms. I've never fucked a vagina, so when I fuck an asshole, that is generally how it works.
Always, you know,
you're like,
and don't get me wrong, it can be like that for a vagina though too.
Okay.
So that's true.
Yeah,
that's very true.
Vaginas aren't always as blossomed as you would love them to be, and or ready for whatever is that. Ready feels like a bad word.
No,
that's
not what
it feels wild.
I don't love. I didn't have to tag in on this. I could have just let the conversation.
No, you're in it.
Feels
now.
Wild.
I'm in it. Let's get
you.
To the research,
no,
shall
you
we?
Finish what you said. You finish what you started.
All right. I did do some research on this.
No,
on this.
You're not going to. Okay.
Okay. No, what I'm finish saying it. Is sometimes vaginas are not as warmed up as they need to be, and thus it takes longer to enter. That
exactly.
is that is but the how, core you, of the conversation.
Are y'all part of the warming up of the vagina?
For sure.
Oh, I eat everything on my plate always. Yeah.
That's what we like to hear.
Okay. Never not attempted to warm that thing up. I failed a few times.
How long do you warm it up for
bro,
usually?
Outside of time. you know,
outside of time.
That's I will. I grew up. I grew up with a weird body. You got to make up for it. I eat that thing. I don't give a shit, bro. Yeah. We can go for a long, long. Whatever.
Yeah,
it
I
takes.
Never checked my watch down there.
Whatever it takes. There's no.
Do
there's
you?
No time.
Is that okay? I want to ask because I feel like so often that is not how straight men respond to this question. So, like, was that something you learned from? From your community, from other, like, how did y'all get so in tune and sensitive to, like, knowing, oh, I got to eat this for a while and take care of it?
Mm. I think I'm just a person who's eager to please in general.
Yeah.
I think it's a personality trait looking for validation, probably.
I was about to say, I similarly seek affirmation in a way that is probably poisonous to my being, but also great for eating pussy, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, it's not poisonous to that ass.
Nah, it's that.
Interesting, I love it.
Yeah, because I do know that's not the thing. I know a lot of people who don't even do it. Which seems like, then do you even like pussy?
Yeah, no, anytime I've talked to a man who has said some shit like that, I'd be like, you weird ass nigga, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
like,
get up in there.
Come on, dog. It's dope down there.
Who taught you how to eat pussy?
Oh, that's a learn on the fly for your boy.
On the fly?
Yeah. The first time was probably bad.
The first time was bad?
Well, now you get older and then you've met a lot of women who have, you know, slow down or don't like this or whatever. So, like, it's definitely time on task and, like, listening to partners. But at the beginning, I just was like, eater, right? You ever seen the Tasmanian Devil?
Yeah.
I was like, if I could take an aspect of that and incorporate it into my game.
Chaos.
It's a weird thing. And I'm not sure if this is true for the gay community, but certainly in the straight community, it's a weird thing where we are not often afforded the option to not know what we're doing.
Mm,
and so
facts.
you kind of gotta show up like you're fucking Tom Cruise in Top Gun, even if you're one of them other ones in Top Gun that died. You know what I mean? Like, you got to really be ready to do whatever and not doubt yourself.
Right. Well, wait, who taught you how to, do you suck dick? That's the first question.
Yeah, I suck dick. Okay. Yes, I fuck ass.
Who taught you?
To suck dick specifically?
Yes.
A friend of mine named Michael.
Damn, that's
nice.
Michael's, it was a white boy. Michael's know how to suck dick. We met my
and sell crafts.
Yes.
If you want to get topped off or you need a cork board, go see Michael.
Go see a Michael. It was like freshman year of college. He taught me, which now people who follow me call it the BKGY, the Brandon Cuckum Yawn, because it's all about yawning so you can open up the back of your throat. If you're a singer, you know this, like opening your soft palate, I think, so you can get more of the dick in.
I think Whoa. Just as a community service, this should maybe be the clip that goes.
Yeah, this is honestly, this was super informative and not in a way that I can offer anything, but yeah. Boy, do I feel wiser than I started today.
Yeah, if people have problem like gagging on dicks, it's because you're blocking your throat, so you have to yawn, open it up.
It's almost like you're blocking your blessing.
You're blocking. Hey, say that to your neighbor. You're blocking your blessing. Open that throat.
That's a different service than the one we started with. I don't think that same pastor is
a different
covering digging. Both
it's
topics.
A visiting pastor. A visiting pastor. Why not?
Okay, we can't dilly dally anymore. We've got to get into this research. I did do a fair amount of research on this subject, and there are surprisingly fewer studies about this conversation than one would expect. Part of the issue, I think, is the reporting and or the collecting of data, right? How many people essentially are willing to have their penises measured and then documented for science? And then the alternative is, if they're not willing, self-reporting, which objectively seems like flawed science.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Yeah, no way.
Right.
Come on, man.
You always going to add an extra inch. Come on.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm not.
Of course.
Come on, man. I couldn't possibly tell a professional.
I gotta go in here and look you in your eyes.
This person has a briefcase, goddammit. They're gonna hear a little extra.
Yeah, you're a scientist? You went to college? I'm fucking
I'm lying.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Yeah, no way. In fact, a study from the Kinsey Institute in 1989 found that all of the participants who initially claimed an erect cock length of 10 inches.
Now, hold on, Langston. They did not say cock in that study.
Listen, I am 100% telling you, I don't use cock personally as a descriptor ever. It's not my thing, but this is the way that they said it.
Is that a white community thing? Like,
I think so.
Cock, right?
I always thought it was smut. Like, it's like people who are really into smut in general.
Oh, sure.
Okay. It's like smutty. It's like filthy people.
Yeah, like when you hear somebody say like twat, and you're like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. You ain't British. Why are you talking like that?
Yeah.
Go pray. Yeah, got you.
But they said those who claimed an erect penis length of 10 inches or more turned out to have a considerably smaller length.
What is considerably smaller?
One participant, thank you for asking that. One participant even claimed to have an 11-inch dick, but it turned out to actually be 6.5 inches
when measured. You found out you can't do 6.5 to 11, okay? You could do 11 to 12, but you can't do that's double dick.
That's a whole other dick. Even a whole other dick.
Listen, I've told people I can dunk before, and I know I can't. I've been there, big dog. I see your vision, mama.
I'm sorry, that's just crazy. He really doubled it.
Bro, you thought nobody was going to find out? Two is crazy.
In the dick study, he was like, oh, yeah.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
He really bugged the fuck out. But the point is that in general, it seems like lying on your own dick is a tendency. Also, not for nothing, and this was me putting my conspiratorial hat on, I think part of the reason that there are fewer studies here is because white scientists might be avoiding the study that largely would prove their fears to be true. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to find out that your penis is smaller than another person's penis. It's another thing to do actual science work to find out that your penis is smaller than another man's penis.
See, now I have a theory. Go with me here.
I'm listening.
Ultimately, because, like, you've done the research. You said it's across the board.
Mm-hmm.
I think white men actually have an easier time living under the fallacy that they have smaller dicks. Because then if you just have normal, you're amazing.
You're excited. Right. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
100%. They have.
It's easier for them. They, once again, shit rolls downhill, and we have to carry the burden of this big ass dick.
Call motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about that.
Come on, dog.
Come on. It's very true. If a white guy pulls out a 9-inch dick, you're like, oh my God. If a black guy is, you're like, oh, okay, well, that's what I wanted it to be. So great.
And they're both above average.
Yes.
So we have to be normal to be, that's, we have to be twice as good as they are.
Damn, Michelle Obama was right. Come on.
Just like Chris Rock's dad said to him, we got to be work twice as hard to get half the rewards.
Yeah, damn. Twice the dick. Absolutely.
And all you dudes online, posting these big-ass 2-foot black dicks, you're not helping us.
Yeah, you're hurting the community, man.
Y'all are on Twitter. Please, stop. Just send it to the DMs. Don't post it for everyone.
Normal dicks, rise. We need a normal dick in porn for black men movement.
Come on. Hey, Lil Fizz, if you're listening, hey, you seem like you got a normal dick. Pull it out. Let everybody see it. Stand up.
Stand up for us. Come on.
Yeah. Now, that said, I did find a study that supports there being some legitimacy. Brandon, this is actually jetting a little bit against what you're saying, but there seems to be some reporting that at least supports the legitimacy of the claim that there are racial designations in terms of size. A 2013 paper published in the Journal of Personality and Individual Differences, you know, that one that we all read, researchers reviewed penis size reported from 113 countries. And what they found was that men of African descent tended to report the longest penises, on average around 6.33 inches.
I've heard, and this might be, somebody with dreads told me this, so I'm not.
What'd he say, David?
He said Grand Rising, and then and then what did he say after that?
I have heard that it's not a race thing, it is a climate thing because in places with warmer climates, the body, like the extremities, are free to flow longer. But in colder climates, it serves you well to be constricted.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's just what I've heard.
Now this would, I think, possibly disagree with that, where, you know, black men were coming in at 6.33 inches, while people of East Asian descent were averaging around 4.31 inches. And most Europeans tended to fall somewhere near 5.71 inches in this study.
Hmm.
I've always wondered about the other side of the coin, which is obviously Asian men in tight. Okay, here's a question, Brandon.
Yeah.
Because I haven't done the research on this.
Yeah.
Have you seen a huge Asian one?
Yeah.
Huge.
Hell yeah.
Oh, see? There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Yeah. That's why I'm like.
Yeah.
That's why I said, like, even there might be something to the studies of, like majority of black people have bigger dicks, but it's not across the board. And I think that's what any race, like. I mean, I've seen some white guys with, like, massive dicks. You're just like, how? Same with whenever you see a white person with, like, a fat ass, you're like, oh, my God. Like, how did you get that? It's, you know, it's not a one-to-one. It's not a complete rule.
Yeah, it's like seeing a narwhal.
What's that mean?
Oh, with the horn on it?
Yeah, that's that whale with the horn. It's like, as soon as I said it, I felt like either this is going to kill or these niggas don't know narwhals.
But it's like real. It's not like a mythical.
It's not mythical at all.
I thought we were talking about the one from Elf. Remember the movie Elf where the whale?
That's the same thing, but that is a real animal.
Oh, but it's real.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
See, we all learned something today.
Yeah, look at that.
Now, it's worth noting that the information that I told you is from a self-report, right? That obviously makes the information a little rocky. But part of what they argue with this is that a different research study published in the, and I can't believe this is a real place, the International Journal of Impotence Research, in which the measurements were performed by trained researchers. This wasn't a self-report. These were researchers measuring penises. And this study, which was taken in Brazil, involved 627 men ages 18 to 86. And they found that black participants had an average penis size of about 6.5 inches, while white participants had an average penis size at about 6.22 inches, so just shy of the black penises.
Interesting.
I don't know what to make of that, because Brazilian, it's all crazy down there.
And that's part of what they say with the shit, is that, like, while this does sort of affirm the original shit, it also is specifically in Brazil. They're also only factoring for white and black people. And they aren't considering any of the other races. And if it's all in Brazil, maybe Brazil, they just got big old dicks and they don't in other places.
And they're super racially mixed, right? That's why they're so beautiful, right? Because it's like one of the most mixed.
Yeah, it's not as clearly, I think, defined in terms of black and white the way that our shit is.
Right.
Yeah.
Brandon, you had, I think, an important question here.
I was wondering, like, where did the kind of obsession with, or the importance in dick size, come from? I mean, maybe the answer is porn culture, but
I think it's the white man. You don't see a lot of black cuckolds, is all I'm saying.
yet.
Okay, fair. That's true. That's true equality when we start being into cuckolding.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like a video for white guys. It's like breeder. Oh my god!
I do think to some extent, and this feels like the easy answer, but I think it's very true. It's patriarchal, right? It's a form of us creating power and or reducing power from another individual as a way of essentially, you know, being able to own more property and people and stuff. It's not without its own weaponized intention.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that is the smart, real answer. I'm going with the cuckold situation.
Color commentary, baby. Yeah.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast.
to live and die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
One of the things that I actually stumbled upon in this that I did not expect to find was information about the differences between gay and straight dicks. That ended up somehow becoming part of the research that I bumped into. And in fact, in 1999, researchers in the U.S. found that gay men are likely to have an average dick size of 6.32 inches when erect, compared to 5.99 inches in straight men. Likewise, gay men were found to have penises at the average of 0.15 inches larger in circumference.
Whoa.
Damn. Yeah. So y'all,
what does that mean?
Good for you, Brandon.
That's for me, baby. That's, you know, I like a 9-inch dick, so this is great for me.
What does that mean? Yeah. It's like, I can't even understand.
Yeah, what's the demographic of the gay? Like, do they, like, they, oh my God. Like, is it a melting pot of different ethnic backgrounds of these gays, or is it just like, these are some gays over here and some
Hey, dog, the research happened in 1999. You know damn this wasn't a warm melting pot of anything. This was six white dudes that they pulled off the street.
That's still, that raises all kinds of questions, because then maybe your research is a little off, because you've been out here in the valley of the huge dicks. These poor straight ladies, they're over here.
Man, fuck.
They're over here fucking playing with these little ones.
Right. They're over here fucking 5'8". You know what I mean?
Yeah.
5'8", claiming 5'11". And just like, nah.
Have wanted to say this as soon as I found out that we were doing this. I think there goes to a level of people not having good sense of spatial relation, I think that's what throws this all off. I think understanding the size of things and being able to eyeball the size of something without a ruler is a skill that I don't think that most people have. Like, I've done construction work before, so that's the only reason that I feel like I can even eyeball something. But I've met too many people. I've met, I guess, more women than men where they're like, he has a 6-foot penis. And you're like, how tall am I? And she's like 7'4". And I'm like, okay. So then you don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I feel like that, because we all convert it into inches, but what is 6 inches off the top of your head? Do you know? Like, and I don't think that is that common of a skill. Exactly. So we all have this, like, so many people have this thing, specifically with dicks. I've heard so many people swear to God how big this dick is or this dick is, but it's like, you don't know how long a foot is, really.
Yeah, no, my daughter, we had to buy her new shoes just because kids grow. You get the concept.
Yeah.
But she, you know, you see the shoes and you're like, that's a big fucking shoe. My daughter's foot is what, like 2 inches? And then you measure and it's like, no, her foot is like 4.5 inches and she's, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not close at all to the correct size of what this body is doing. And I'm probably not more generous with my own body or more accurate with my own body.
Wait, this is now giving me an identity crisis because I said I'm a 12-inch dick, but I know it's 12 inches because they told me, but can I rely on them? If I can't eyeball it, and we always know they had an inch, maybe it was only 11.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think
my bragging rights.
No, I mean, you should still take the 12.
Yeah, I'm going to take it. Okay,
take the 12. Was it the biggest dick you ever saw?
Yeah, for sure.
Then it could be 12. Then
it could be 12. It can be 12. Yeah. But just know that person made you a liar and you got to live with that on the inside.
I'll live with that guilt on the inside, but I'm going to tell everybody it was 12 inches. Yeah.
You earned it. You were on vacation.
You're on vacation. My vacation dick. Come on.
Yeah. You were at Sandals, Jamaica. Just get your groove back. Shout out to Tay Diggs.
Shout out to Tay Diggs. Come on. So the last thing that I think is worth mentioning in relation to the gay big penis of it all, it does introduce, at least to me, the possibility that's another piece of information y'all should be bringing as evidence that you were born this way. Like, this is, you need to be laying that on the table. Like, just look, pulling your
dick out, being like, how big it is. Come on.
Come on. If you don't think I was born this way, show me your dick. Let me see.
Damn, that would really push the conversation forward.
I think so.
If it was had along those lines.
Because a bunch of cowardly straight men are not going to pull their dicks out. We're real scared of taking our shit out. But y'all, I've seen what gay clubs look like. Y'all don't give a fuck.
Dicks are out in the clubs. Yeah. And on the street. You go to Folsom, San Francisco.
I have been there. I have accidentally walked through the Folsom Street Fair.
You accidentally walk through the Folsom.
I was going to the Brainwash. It's on 7th and Folsom. This doesn't matter.
This matters. It matters.
I was going to the Brainwash on 7th and Folsom to tell jokes. It was a weekly open mic. Shout out to Tony Sparks. I didn't know the culture of San Francisco yet. It was along the same time. You're like, oh, the street fair. Let me walk in, show my ID, and see what's going on. And then it was like,
That's a hard surprise. I mean, listen.
San Franciscans, they get naked all the time, though. Beta Breakers, Pride, they're always taking it out. Like, if you could take it out over there. I'm not saying, like, just fly up there and take it out. But, like, if there's, like, revelry going on, you could probably get away with taking it out.
Yeah, become one with the culture and then take it out.
I was actually in San Francisco 3 weeks ago, and I was in a bar, and we were like, it had like a patio. We're sitting on the patio, and then suddenly I saw like a full on naked man walking across the street. I took a video because I was so shocked. And then he crossed the street, and then two more naked men. And this is at like 1 p.m. And I don't know where they were going, but they were fully nude, and no one was stopping them. So it's
was it in
like,
the Castro?
Yeah.
So it's not that it so. This is how I've understood it, because I remember this was a big deal. It's not that it's not illegal. It's like, you know, like in The Wire, how they had the open air drug market. It's like that for dicks in the Castro. Like, you can just, nobody's going to prosecute you for it. Like, in, within that neighborhood, you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, there's a rule in New York City that you can't take, for women, you can't take your top off in public. But if you leave your house with your shirt off, you could just be titties out all day anywhere you want to be.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it feels like one of those loophole type shits. Yeah. Like, yeah, my dick's been out this whole time. So
yeah, I left the house like this.
Good luck, coppers.
Yeah, I'm a menace to society if I get on the street and take it out. But if I come out with it out.
You know what I was on today.
Yeah.
I just couldn't walk out naked like that because I feel like there would be a moment where I'm like, I wish I had clothes on. You know, like there would just be a moment in your day where you're like, I feel seen and exposed.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit down naked on anything outside.
At all.
I think it's probably fun as fuck when you're like walking through a park, when you're like hanging out somewhere, whatever the fuck. But when you got to like go to Walgreens and decide between like which contact solution to buy and you're just ass naked, you probably feel like an idiot.
That's it. Exactly. Or like you're in there going to get some chips for your Super Bowl party. Dick all on the Doritos.
Yeah. Do I want scoops or traditional?
Meanwhile, the head of your shit is just resting on that shitty salsa they put down there. Like, no. Also, refrigerate that salsa, you animals.
That's the real takeaway.
Yeah.
Refrigerate your salsa. Neighbor, refrigerate your salsa.
Now, that is the same pastor. That's the original... That's the original pastor from the beginning. He's like, you get some dick back. Also, refrigerate yourself. Well, I think we did it, y'all. I think we nailed this. This feels like we fucking covered the shit out of it. Brandon, could you tell the people at home where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Yeah, for sure. They can find me on Instagram at Brandon Cog Goodman. That'll take you everywhere else. Big Mouth, I don't know when this drops, but Big Mouth Season 6, October 28th. And also my book, You Gotta Be You, available everywhere. Just support your local bookstores if you can.
Hell yeah. Go buy the book, watch Big Mouth. Brandon's great. And Bore, you want to tell people everywhere they can get to you?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. That'll take you to everything. I got some stand-up dates coming. I also say support your local bookstore. We don't let Walden and all these other big book chains get your money. Shout out to the Tattered Cover and Hell Powell's. Yeah. We've all been to Powell's, right? It's impressive.
Well, I'll say, let's get Barnes & Noble back, baby. Fuck those local bookstores. I want Borders back in business.
Bring Borders back. Borders was the shit back in the day. A little CD section.
We miss big corporations that couldn't survive on their own. Bail them out. You can follow me at Langston Kerman on whatever platforms. And as always, if you want to send us your own drops, your own conspiracy theories, if you want to tell us how big your penis is, please send it to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Okay, that's it. Bye, bitch.
Why are you coming home? 5 in the morning. Something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
The government growing babies. Microchips in your anus. All koala bears are racist. The ozone layer owes me money. Martians invented turkey stuff.
Coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.